May we always stay little and humble in our own estimation. Amen. Blessed Mother began, I am here. Keep moving forward, blessed ones. Mother, you are so kind to us, said Mother Claire. Mother Mary continued, I know you all are trying. God is more concerned about your resolve and the posture of your heart than you executing everything perfectly. There is so much you do not understand, precious ones, about your mission and what has been entrusted to you. We have kept it hidden from you so you would not try to help it along. Everything has to be done in a certain order. This is the Lord's strategies. Dear ones, He prefers you to know very little so you can stay very little and succeed without all the pressures and apprehensions that normally account for a soul's mission. You have had hints of it along the way, but it is so important that you focus on the present moment and what is in front of you than for you to be sidetracked with needless anxieties. My children, I tell you this to put your heart at ease. You are moving along in God's perfect will. Keep moving forward. Mother, it sounds like it's going to take longer, with different things that have been said today. I am almost tempted to put things off a little further than I have been feeling. Please advise me. Blessed Mother continued, Don't let appearances fool you. You are all truly walking on shaky ground, and I mean that literally. The earth's crust is very unstable, and much is happening on a daily curve of increase. I know you are feeling weak, but don't let that fool you. Mighty events are soon to transpire. Prayer is one thing that will dampen down the worst of the worst, and that is why you are all being instructed to press in. Claire, it is coming. Prayer is needed. I know you understand that. I know that you are all tired, truly tired, and it is our will for you to get rest today. So please do not put it off, because you know Sundays are a major effect. Is there something you want to tell me? Very delicately, she touched Claire's arm and said, I love you, and I trust you to cooperate with His will. That is why I am here. I want to encourage you all to keep going. Last night took a lot out of you. And here I am thinking it is all the Lord's energy. Blessed Mother continued, Well, yes, it was, but you cooperated in a major way. That's not to be overlooked. And the community has been faithful to offer prayers. That is why things are going so well. Many have taken up prayers for Ezekiel to help keep him out of major pain. I know you wanted this to be a message more about the world, but it is important for you to know these things. The community is beginning to form a strong inner spiritual core, and much of that has to do with their dedication to pray for you. There are certainly other communities praying that wish you all ill. So the hearts of these prayer warriors are very important for you and the community to be able to stand. Things come together little by little, and soon you will look back and see how their obedience and yours have paid off so well. I know you are hurting about a certain soul, but you have to let him go. There will be more who will bring you joy. The Lord is not done yet. Just stand your ground, get lots of very good rest, and keep moving forward, children. We are with you, and you should see the crowd gathered round you, all to celebrate your faithfulness.